You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
ACT Party leader David Seymour announced plans to address the supermarket duopoly at the ACT Party summit on Sunday. Seymour proposed that international competitors haven't begun operations in New Zealand due to restrictive approvals processes. Seymour says while his opponents have proposed breaking up the duopoly or imposing taxes, his solution of introducing a third private competitor would be the only truly effective answer. I speak to Emeritus Professor of Economics Tim Hazelden about his thoughts on Seymour's proposal and alternative solutions to break up the New Zealand supermarket duopoly. So ACT's David Seymour says his party has plans to break up the supermarket duopoly by introducing competition and reducing approval processes. Before we get into this proposal and others, how does the supermarket duopoly affect consumers in Aotearoa?
It probably puts the prices up, to put it simply, that we pay more for our groceries because you've only got two competing big supermarket chains, Foodstuffs and Woolworths. If the idea is that if you have a third competitor, three is more, they compete a bit harder with each other and shave their profit margins a bit to the benefit of our families and consumers.
How would David Seymour's plan work in practice?
In practice. I mean, Seymour's in a tricky spot. He's not so right. He's a right-wing politician, correct? But he's not so right-wing that he's like Ayn Rand and says, markets work fine. You know, supermarkets deserve their profits. Go grow your own potatoes if you don't like it. So he sort of concedes that there is a competition problem in supermarkets, in the $20, $30 billion a year supermarket industry. But being quite right-wing, he'd rather find a way of dealing with it which reduces government involvement than increases it. So he's spoken against this conventional interventionist Commerce Commission type breaking up duopoly, perhaps making Foodstuffs North Island and Foodstuffs South Island separate and competing with each other. He doesn't like that because it's interference in markets. So what are you going to do? Is there anything that government could stop doing that would bring a third competitor into the market? And so he says, well, why don't we just promise any Aldi or Tesco or Walmart or whoever that will fast-track their approvals if they seek to enter the New Zealand market. So that's what he's come up with.
Have we seen any indication from these foreign supermarket chains that you mentioned that they'd like to set up in Aotearoa?
That's exactly the right question. No. There's absolutely no interest being shown by Aldi in particular, which does operate in Australia. Certainly not Walmart to set up in New Zealand. So he's pretending that these big giants have been put off coming to New Zealand because of getting resource consent or a bit of red tape or whatever, and promising to sweep aside the red tape so they'll come bursting in. Well, it's just a fantasy.
And if we're thinking about other ways to address the supermarket duopoly, there's been multiple solutions discussed. You mentioned breaking up the duopoly. How could the government break up the duopoly in Aotearoa?
There are actually three firms there, because Foodstuffs, which runs New World and Pack and Save, is two separate, legally separate cooperatives. Foodstuffs North Island, which runs all the North Island stores, Foodstuffs South Island. Okay. They applied to merge last year or the year before, and the Commerce Commission wouldn't let them because they are competing at the moment on the supply side, competing to buy their products and their potatoes and everything else. And the Commerce Commission didn't want that to stop. But it could make them compete downstream in the actual supermarkets where we buy our food, our groceries, by perhaps saying, well, we want to mix you up a bit. We want Foodstuffs North Island to sell some of its, or transfer some of its North Island supermarkets to Foodstuffs South Island, and vice versa, so that in, at least in bigger cities, would have three separate supermarket chains, including Woolworths, competing with each other. That's what they could do. The other thing that the government could do, not Commerce Commission, was set up government Kiwi stores, set up their own publicly run, either the government or local bodies, stores, to probably in low-income areas, to give low-income people an alternative choice of where to buy their food and groceries at a better price.
Yeah, and we've seen that plan talked about in New York by the Democratic mayoral candidate there, Zora Mamdani, to open these publicly run supermarkets. We've also seen, you know, criticisms of this plan that the government could lose money in the business, or that the government should introduce a private competitor, or focus on introducing a private competitor rather than a public one. How would you respond to these criticisms?
I think we should have I read that story too, and I didn't realise that such stores do exist in some US cities already. And so I'd be quite interested to follow that up and see how they run. They shouldn't, obviously, they don't need to be subsidized. They just need to make lower profit margins than the big private supermarkets do. And so there needn't be a cash cost thing there. I mean, he also wants to bring in free public transit, right? Well, that's lovely, but that's definitely going to cost somebody some money. But running kiwi stores or running grocery stores in low-income areas on a sort of very low profit margin basis wouldn't require subsidies.
And so, I mean, even if we wouldn't see subsidies there, there could be a lot of antagonism towards this idea by, you know, David Seymour and by the national government and the current coalition government. Why is there antagonism towards this idea, and how would you respond to their criticisms?
Well, and it's all of them. I don't see the Greens. The Greens might propose this, but I don't think Labor has. Oh, they're all... For 40 years now, New Zealand has been one of the most neoliberal countries in the world, ever since Roger Nobbuck. And they just sort of... a free market, or so-called free market economics, just dominates their thinking, and they've lost their sort of nerve as governments to actually act themselves proactively in the economy. They think they're doomed to be inefficient or stupid or whatever, and the private sector is smarter than the public sector. Well, I think we should query some of that, especially in New Zealand, where we've got lots of, in the energy sector and other places, we've got lots of joint ventures, parts are 51%, like in New Zealand, 51% owned by the government, 49% private, and it's a very good company, works very well. So I think we should be ready to, I think our governments or our political parties, whether they're governments now or not, should be willing to consider these things.
That was Emeritus Professor of Economics Tim Hazeldine speaking to me about David Seymour's plans to break up the New Zealand supermarket duopoly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.